Can we just like give a shout out and like props to all of us that we've survived this last week?
Do we want to do an intro and get this party started?
Yeah, let's do it.
Cue the music.
All right. Well, welcome back to Tales from the Surface Industry. We said we were going to take a month off. We didn't make it.
Almost a month.
We can attribute that to
the world falling
this
apart.
Week.
Yeah. You know, like normally we will sit here and like filter out company names and all that, but CrowdStrike can suck it.
CrowdStrike and Microsoft. Oh my God.
So annoying.
They burned the world this week.
Yeah.
Lit a match and just walked away and said, figure it out. Reboot it a couple times.
You know what?
Hope for the best.
Yeah. I don't even know how many times I rebooted systems for not. I mean, it was just ridiculous. I want to know how much that actually costs, though. Like when all the receipts are tallied up for all the business that was lost.
Can you imagine? Like even our company, I'm scared of all the amount of chargebacks we're going to get when the credit card machines weren't working. As of today, credit card machines just got up. How many days has it been?
It's been over a week, has it not?
No.
Saturday.
Midnight, Thursday night.
Oh,
yep.
Rolling into Friday morning.
Yep.
That's when it all started.
Yeah.
It's only been 5 days.
Only.
It feels like much longer.
That's a long time. But it feels like it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We just started processing all of the charges this afternoon, and we already had 4 declines.
Oh, absolutely. Us too. We literally just started this afternoon as well. They're just coming back as declines. Because my associate's saying, you know they're going to turn off their credit cards, right?
Yeah. Apparently on Saturday, we had a guy during the check-in that made a joke.
Oh, no.
About, oh, well, gee, I really hope the card's not locked when you go try to charge it. Mother scratcher. Wow.
So like, you know, like members of high tiers or even just on a tier, there's going to be so many cases open for like outstanding balances for people who haven't paid their bills. Mm-hmm. Because like we're just starting to charge today.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ones that declined was the first one we tried, an associate.
Yeah, I've got an associate decline also.
We're like, mother.
Like, do they know you can email like who's ever contacted? Is on the form?
If it's a legit form, they might care. Well, if it's not, they don't.
Well. Okay, so I'm curious, how did your problems start at your hotels?
Oh, you want to, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Okay, can I go first?
Yeah, please. Ms. B's got the floor.
So it is Thursday night.
With the play-by-play.
It is Thursday night. And by the way, it was 11:30 p.m. I am 2 drinks in, chilling on the couch, reading.
7 chapters deep.
I was about to say, reading my smutty novels, and the phone's ringing. I'm like, why are they calling
me? Were you reading our book that we're supposed to read together?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, that's all. Reading my smutty novel, and I get a call, and I answer it. My assistant front office manager is covering for overnight because we're having trouble finding an auditor. Shock, shock.
And wait, I thought you just hired an auditor.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They just no call, no show, and never came back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
Well, we'll put a pin in that one.
Right? And then so she's covering and she's like, Miss B, I think we've been hacked. We're being hacked. And like, muy dramático.
Is this the person I'm thinking of?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, like, okay.
We're being hacked.
Makes total sense. The world is ending. Yes. Aliens are upon us. I can see the UFO outside.
Yes. And I'm like, no, we're not. And I said that without even looking. I'm like, we're not being hacked. She's like, you don't understand. All the computers went out at the same time. She's like, they're all showing this message. And she FaceTime showed me. She's like, every single computer. She's like,
and they're out to get her specifically.
So she thinks we've been hacked. And I was like, okay, this is what you're going to do. We're going to call our company's IT support. And apparently we were the first ones to call because we call the support. And
because she's so neurotic. Of course you were the first one to call.
We call our IT support and the IT guy, love that guy, Mr. Green. I just made that up. Mr. Green.
We can tell.
With a candle in the library?
I don't know. Mr. Green goes... Mr. Green goes,
oh, I get it.
Yeah. Oh my
Liz,
God.
Liz had no clue for a moment. No.
She did. She's like, what are we laughing about?
I really had to think about it.
Oh my God. Okay. So Mr. Green, he's like, show me the screen. And they're on FaceTime. She turns it around and shows him. And then he starts panicking. He's like, no, that looks like somebody clicked a spam link. And that like, he thought it was like legit.
No.
And he's like, who was touching the computers at the time they all went down? And everyone looks at the one desk agent at the desk. He's the sweetest kid, but he's the brother. Like, he's literally like the one boy at the desk. So he's everyone's little brother. So everyone looks at John and goes, John, what did you do? And he's, I didn't do anything, I swear. And everyone's like, the computers were fine. You were the only one touching them. He's like, I didn't click anything. And he's like getting all defensive and everyone's getting all upset. And then so they're like trying to figure out what's going on. But then another IT guy from a different company gets called in and he's like, no, 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 guys, this is a global thing. Turn on the news and you see all this shit is like going to hell.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so Bill, how did your storm start?
The first that I had heard any of it was actually from B.
Cause in the group chat?
Yeah, because he's like, all dark, it's fine. I was like, must be nice.
Give it 5 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much. Because like I
had all of a sudden blue screen and you're like, oh, shit.
I hadn't received any calls, but it's because my AGM received the calls.
Mm, yeah, I'm texting you guys being like, guys, are you all dying?
Delegation right there.
So we found out about the same time, but I was chatting with you. What ungodly hour was that anyway? That was like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Because I was up till like 1, 2, because we were figuring everything out, like what to do. And then I had to go in straight in the morning. And I'm like, it's going to be hell.
Well, so I woke up to those texts, but our IT issues actually started the day prior or like the morning of. So you're saying Thursday night? Ours started Thursday morning, and who knows if it was like truly an IT issue, like before the start of the Microsoft stuff, but we couldn't access our shared network drives. Mm. So anything connected to like our network internet was failing. Mm. So like we couldn't open like the system that operates the hotel, and it's cloud-based now, but it's connected to the network internet, so it didn't open. And none of our shared drives. So as you guys know, I'm in the middle of summer and summer camp. All of my spreadsheets on what vendors are booked, who's registered for camp that day, all of my schedule, literally my life is in this like shared network drive. Oh, I have no idea. Boat rentals, no clue. But it was intermittent like throughout the day. So like some workstations could open stuff and some couldn't. As far as like our operating systems go, no one could access any files.
Yeah.
But like the systems we use for like boat rentals and the hotel, you had to be like on a workstation that was feeling good that minute to like reboot and you were able to open it.
I wonder if that was related to the CrowdStrike, because I don't think the patch got sent till later, but that's really interesting. And right? I don't believe in coincidences. So that's weird.
So then I woke up to your text the following morning and I was like, oh, is this what was happening like all day yesterday?
Maybe. Isn't that kind of weird? They are being kind of tight-lipped. We're not getting many answers or more, even an apology.
No, oh, I think...
We'll never get an apology.
I have making the world information.
Burn. Yeah, I think, didn't like the CEO or CFO of CrowdStrike like go on and publicly apologize?
CEO, yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did, and he made a whole formal announcement. Yeah.
Did he resign?
No.
No.
Should. No. He literally watched the world burn.
My Friday morning started very similarly. I'm off on Fridays, but I woke up to a whole bunch of text messages.
Oh, no, you're like 6 a.m. called it. Yeah.
Yeah. 6 a.m. My team's calling me and they're like, we have this blue screen and we don't know how to log in and we don't know how to get a hold of support because they couldn't even log into their systems to get a hold of support.
Yeah.
And so they're like, hey, can you try your systems? So I was able to log in, got support for them. And we got it all fixed within 20 minutes. But was really scary. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Corporate gets the attention first. They're like the tier. Like, help them first before the rest of us.
They're the acai berries of like the brand.
But franchises are the redheaded stepchildren.
5 days later, we get help.
Well, we have fewer systems. I don't know. We have different systems. But for them to literally allow one little tiny piece of script to impact our total global environment was really disturbing to me.
Well, I heard lots of reports too that, you know, this kind of code and thing, it should have been tested to other computers before launching it worldwide.
Exactly.
You launch something untested worldwide and crash the world.
The idea was that they did test it, but I don't think they tested it in a large enough capacity. Yeah. Exactly. So that they literally took down our economy.
Every industry, like everyone's was been reeling.
Except for Spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Southwest too.
Southwest.
I think they were still like experiencing delays, but nothing too
their computers only because were. It was the airports themselves, because of their systems.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know we're talking like hospitality specific, but I do want to shine light on everyone traveling and everyone in hospitals. Yeah, that like we're waiting for pertinent tests to come back for surgery, like life-saving surgeries to get done.
Did you see that they like it was like a TikTok or a reel or whatever that went viral of the machines in like labor and delivery weren't working, so nurses are sitting outside the door listening to fetal monitors, and like so all the nurses are just in the hallway stationed outside doors
because no alarms are going and ready off. To go.
Yeah, like,
that's what I'd
no
be doing.
No alarms are going off. You literally have to go back to pen and paper or how they did it in the old days with they're listening to not connected heart monitor.
No, exactly.
So for those of our listeners that are out there that really don't understand, they're like, okay, Microsoft had an outage, like, so you can't open soft Microsoft Explorer, because that's what my mom was confused about. She's like, so the Microsoft programs didn't work. I don't get it. Why did it impact you like that? Would one of you like to shed light on exactly why? Because they think Microsoft Explorer or
word.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no,
look, I'm not well enough versed. But what I can say for our property, we couldn't make keys. I couldn't check you in. I couldn't check you out because I can't read credit cards.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everything was manual at that point.
Yeah.
And there's practices that we have to abide by now with security for credit cards. So, you know, you're not supposed to do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And with the outage, either do certain things that you shouldn't normally do and you secure the hell out of it because you don't normally do this. So you're locking things in safes and whatnot. It's not easy. It's clumsy as hell.
No, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and like
human error.
Well, and you were thrown into it. You had no time to plan like, okay, what is the best course of action? You're thinking on your feet.
Yeah. And like, I didn't understand the gravity of it all until I was in the car driving to work and I'm listening to the radio and they're talking about what's going on. And as I'm like literally every mile that I'm driving, I'm like, oh God, this is worse than I thought. Oh God, it's worse than I thought even a mile back. But I got to work and the team was just like, what do we do? Mm. Well, you know, all of us have a binder on the shelf, that big red binder in case of emergency, right?
There was no plan in there.
There's no plan in there for CrowdStrike taking a crap on everything.
Yep.
So it's like, I walked in the door and the team's like, well, what do we do? It's like, okay, well, right now we're going to talk about what we don't do. We are not checking people in right now.
I know. We like, held off till 4 p.m. Yep. And then we couldn't hold off anymore. And then we started doing manual CC auth forms. Yeah. And it's funny because our brand sent out a paper days later. It was like, don't write down credit cards. And everyone's like, has stacks of them. We're like, okay.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? It's like, if we don't, then we're closing the hotel.
Yep.
And how's that going to impact the brand when 160 some rooms are calling you because we're kicking them all out?
Yep.
That's not going to fly.
Well, and you're displacing people that could be stuck because they can't make a flight.
So,
and
you have a hotel.
So what are you supposed to do? Just, good luck. Find another hotel.
So our hotel was screwed up. Filled with a particular airline because their whole thing like went out. It was sad because like all these flight attendants, all these crews, they're saying we have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Like our shuttle didn't show up. We've tried calling.
The shuttle didn't show up. Oh my God.
And apparently they're like, we've tried calling our people and nobody's answering.
Well, because the phones didn't work because the internet didn't work either.
And like the airline's just so inundated with all these flight crews that are stuck around the world that we basically told them, don't worry. My team was starting to be like, well, if you guys don't get a voucher, you're going to have to pay. I'm like, I calmed everyone down. I was like, this is one of our biggest contracts. They're fine.
We're going
to extend them. We will get it later.
Yeah.
Everyone's obviously overwhelmed right now. And so they were
take care of the guest.
Uh-huh. They were actually our most understanding people.
Well, yeah, because they didn't have a job to go to.
But also, like, at one point, this was today, I was on my cell phone at the front desk, the only one on the desk. My desk agent kept walking away. The little brother? No, different one. I'm on my cell phone talking to IT because one of the computers, it still had the blue screen of death, so we're deleting it. So he's walking me through the code. I'm like, okay. And I told him, like, I'm so sorry. I will be right with you. She's like, no, don't worry about it. And I'm on the phone. I'm like, okay. And it's the CrowdStrike file. And she's like, oh. Yeah. And then she knew what was going on. And so we're deleting that file. But it was... Oh.
So on Friday, we ran an arrivals list and I had the team start calling everybody. So we divided up the list. I ended up talking to about 14 or 15 guests that were coming in that day. And every single one of them was so nice.
Aww.
Like super polite, very understanding. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. They gave us approximate arrival time so we could try and plan it out at the front desk. The people that were the worst were the people that were already in-house. The ones that had keys, the ones that had their credit cards processed, all of that. They were the worst.
That's horrible. So I told one lady, I said, you have your phone? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, Google the word outage. Just outage. And hit send. And then see what's going on. Up. And they're like, oh. Like, they didn't get it. Mm-mm. And one lady's literally leaving, and I am checking her out. And I'm like, oh, yeah, sorry, our systems are still down. We'll send you a receipt when we're able to process credit cards. And she's like, oh, why not? I'm like, you know, the outage is going on. She's like, no. And I'm explaining, and she's like, I'm supposed to be going to the airport. Do you think that's going to affect that? I'm like,
you might want to check your status.
I don't think you're going. I would check on that. She's like, oh.
Like, how have you not gotten like notifications that like flight might be delayed, flight might be canceled?
They were inundated.
They couldn't send notifications.
You know what I had a lot of like thought on the past few days and a lot of empathy for, and I think we've touched on in previous episodes, in the emergency keys.
Yes, we have talked about that.
I am so grateful I just made my binder.
So when Bill said the big red binder, I thought that was what you were going to bring up.
But that's the thing is, my hotel, my keys didn't crash. Well, I don't know why.
That's awesome, but let's think about
that. That's great.
But the hotels where they did, those keys only work X amount of times.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's not. It sucks for hotels like his where it did. Like, one of my agents was like, well, they were able to run my credit card. I'm like, well, then they're on a different... I can't explain it. Some things work for others and others don't.
I don't know. I just think about like those rooms that you try and turn over and then you don't have keys for the next person. I mean, you are running literally on manual. Like one of my last convention hotels, it was psychotic. One of our big outages, we ended up using Google Spreadsheets, and that was how housekeeping.
January.
Yeah. But that's literally how you manually figure out what rooms are vacant, what rooms are clean, you know, and then you're checking people in and out, but then you may or may not get your emergency keys back. And then how do you get keys for the new rooms except to escort them in and out every single time?
But so that's why
this
outage wasn't as bad for us, and my agents didn't panic as much because what we went through in January, we were all like, oh, we have phones this time? Okay.
we can manage. We have phones. Remember,
we didn't have phones for 2 days. We were a solid out of all these things. And we're like, we're better off this time.
That's great.
See, look at you with the silver linings.
I know.
We had phones, but no one could leave voicemails.
Ooh, that sounds like an amazing glitch.
It was, I know. It was great.
Can we keep that?
Yeah.
No red blinky light when you come back on.
No. I haven't had a voicemail in a week. It's been great.
That is so cool.
Yeah. So I was sitting like with my GM in a meeting, and her phone rings, and she's like, is it going to go to voicemail? And we're sitting there. It's ringing and ringing. And we're both like zoning in on it, staring at it for at least a minute. Right?
Is anyone going to answer it?
Because these phones only ring like, what, 4 or 5 times?
Mm-hmm.
It got to 20. And she goes, I don't think the voicemail works.
Oh my god.
Luckily, it was an internal call. And she just picked it up. And she was like, hey, you still there? I don't think voicemail's working. I'll call you back.
I'm just blatantly ignoring you right now.
And she hangs up and she goes, oh, VoIP, it's like connected to the internet. And I was like, oh, makes sense. I was like, that's going to be nice.
I mean, except for your phone ringing 20 billion times.
I just walk away.
I hear nothing.
Have you ever done that?
I used to.
Yeah.
There are sometimes I see it and I'm like, oh, gotta go.
See, I will answer the phone if an agent tells me like, okay, this guest is calling regarding this. And then I'm like, all right, I'll deal with it. But if you just call me and I just get a call, I'm like, no.
Can I share with you an experience that I had within the past year?
Yes.
I attempted to call our last hotel that we worked at.
Yeah.
What? And it was still your voicemail.
What? What the fork up.
And your voicemail blatantly said, I will not be checking my voicemail, so please email me at.
Did you change your voicemail when you quit?
No. I took her place and I never changed it either.
And probably the 3 people after have not changed it.
Minimum.
And no one has told that person.
It still says I'm working there.
Uh-huh.
That's hilarious.
But you in your voice message, you said, you will not be checking your voicemail?
Oh, I definitely say that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Please email me at...
Oh, to I try don't and... do voicemail.
Okay. To try and just get them to email you instead.
Yeah. I don't do voicemail. Like, you can email me. Or it's not that important.
It was great.
That's hilarious, though. You know, it's been at least 4 years.
Yeah.
Because my kid... I was pregnant when I had that job.
Oh. It has been a minute, huh?
Yeah. I got laid off at, like, what, 6 months pregnant?
It was impressive. That's all I was saying. I was like, oh, this is not who I was trying to get a hold of. I know the current front office manager.
That is so funny. Did you tell them?
No, I don't care.
I want to call now.
You should. After hours, so you know you get the voicemail.
I was going to say, you could do it now.
Guys, what if we did on the pod? Can you connect me to your run off as manager, please?
Sure.
What the extension? Okay, we're doing that at the end. We're doing that at the end.
On Friday morning. So we're doing like a kind of a little triage meeting, right? Trying to figure out what the plan is going to be for the day, what the process is, who's responsible for what. And I get one of the front desk agents saying, hey, there's somebody on the phone that wants to talk to you. It sounds really important. I'm like, well,
but I need more details.
We're like, things are kind of busy right now. So can you take a message or send it to my voicemail? They come back and they're like, no, he really wants to talk to you.
Then it's something stupid.
And I'm thinking, okay, this better be somebody from IT or something. I'm like, send it to my office. Answer the phone. So we're an approved vendor for your company. Oh, and I'm like,
no.
I need to stop you right there. I said, are you aware of what's going on with this outage? And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah, I am.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah. Every hotel I'm calling is down right now. Are you guys affected too? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, bro. The whole world is.
The whole world is affected. Oh, okay. Well, you know, we are an approved vendor.
Literally. And he
oh, my God.
Slips right into the whole spiel.
I'd hang up.
I would hang up. Like, call me in 2 weeks when the world is back up and running.
Or yeah. Don't. Or don't.
You're probably not going to take that business. Let's be real.
No.
So I'm trying to hit my quota.
They're doing their job.
So on that note.
Discretion. Time and place, please. Thank you very much.
So on that note.
Oh, today, yes, Miss B.
Tell us again.
Today.
Did you have something to share?
Yes, I do. So literally, same thing. So today was like my big day for getting fixed. On one phone, I have our hotel brand's IT support. They're on speaker on my desk phone. And then on my cell phone, I have the IT that we're paying an arm and a leg to help fix this immediately. So I'm like dealing with, so I'm talking to one and making them talk to each other.
Stop!
And literally, putting the phones next to each other.
Cell phone to the speaker of your desk phone.
This is like my whole day. And then my agent comes in, Miss B, like, there's somebody that wants to speak to a manager. And normally I drop everything. I was like, this is more important. I have to get credit cards up and running. Tell them that I am in the middle of an IT phone call trying to fix a critical system. Get their phone number and I will give them a call back. I even told them to say that much. And they come back and they told her that. And she's like, well, I don't care. I want to speak to her now. And the agent comes back. She's like, she said she won't wait. And I'm like, that kind of sucks. I'm like,
yeah, you can just wait.
I said, she's more than welcome to wait on hold as long as this takes. And they're like, okay. And so she waited. And apparently.
Could be hours.
Mm-hmm. And so apparently she kept calling back. And they kept placing her on hold, being like, she's still on the phone. I'll place in a brief hold. And then, but
brief,
they can see.
Brief hold.
Yeah, right. All right, I'll put you back
so
on hold.
Relative.
She kept calling. So whenever she would place on hold, she'd hang up and call again. Until like my agent was just like, I need to place on hold. She goes, no. And they're like, hold. So at one point they would just see her phone number calling, put it on hold.
Should have told them to press 7 for a callback number.
That's what I would do.
What does that do?
Nothing.
Nothing. That's the joke. Our brand's IT says that if you'd like to save your place in line, hit 7 and we'll call you back. You won't lose your place in line. And then you never get a call back.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah. This is our last 5 days. So they keep doing that. And I didn't know this at the time, but she was calling them, threatening them, being very aggressive, screaming at them, saying, I'm going to have your job if you put me on hold one more time. They're like, there's no one for you to talk to. We've already told you our manager's busy. We can take your phone and she can call you back. And she's like, no. They're like, then you have to wait on hold. There's not another option.
I would
here.
Just, again, I would walk away from the phone if I saw that number.
That's why at some point the agents were just putting it on hold. They're like, we're done. And I'm not saying that was great, but this lady was nuts. And then so finally, I had to put my brand's IT support on hold because he asked me to go check the credit card readers at the front desk to see if it works now. So then, you know, they did something and then I went up to the front desk. I tried it. Didn't work. Went to the back. I went to pick up the hold call.
Oh no, you didn't.
No, you got trapped.
So I pick it and I'm like, hi, IT support. And the lady's like, no. And she starts going off. And I was like, ma'am, I'm sorry. Hold. Let me stop you right there. I was like, I have to put you on hold. Yeah. I said, I'm on the phone right now with our critical IT support. She's like, I'm not being placed. And she's just yelling. And then other IT still on my phone. They can hear everything. And then they hear this crazy person on speaker who's beginning to threaten me. So then I mute that phone so she can't hear me talk. And then I go to my IT and I said, can you guys wait a minute? I'm going to mute me real quick because I got to handle this. And they're laughing. They're like, yeah, okay. So I mute me on that phone and then I unmute it on hers.
Oh my gosh.
And I said, ma'am, I need to stop you right there. So now we're going to do a little background to the situation because I hadn't had a chance to dive into it yet because I was busy dealing with stuff. So I got the down low from her first. She's like, my son was robbed at your hotel and you guys are doing nothing about it. And I'm like, what?
Did you call police department?
And I was like, no, I don't think that's accurate, but I haven't had time to look into your situation because as my agents have told you multiple times, I am in the middle of a call. She's like, well, you need to do something about it. How dare you not take this seriously? I'm going to sue you for every dollar you're worth. You're not going to have a job by tomorrow. And I said, oh, promise?
With what's going on right now, I will take you up.
Don't threaten me.
And I said, ma'am, are you threatening me? And she's like, well, da, 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 and she keeps going. And I said, no, ma'am, I heard a threat. So I'm going to be disconnecting this call now. I will not speak to anyone who speaks to me like that. If you would like to talk in a rational manner, you can call back later or I can give you a call back when you've calmed down and I've resolved this situation. And then she's like, don't you dare hang up on me. Don't you dare hang up with me. I'm going to fucking call my lawyer right now. I said, yeah, you don't speak to me like that. Hung up. And then I tell my agents, I'm like, I don't know what that was, but if it calls back again, put it on hold. Get back to my IT call. We finished doing whatever we're doing. And
with,
there's
the,
like,
with both phones on all speaker.
All the phones. And
flight crew in front of her.
Right. So Brand IT Support ended up being absolutely zero help. They could do nothing. So we disconnect from them. Then my other IT guys are like, we're going to look into some stuff. Can we give you a call back in a few? I was like, great. I need to deal with this person anyways. So,
and they're like, yeah, have fun with that. Let us know how it ends.
So wait, you called her back?
No. But I need to figure out what's going on. Because as soon as I came in this morning, I was on the phone. So I talked to my agents. I'm like, okay, somebody fill me in. What's going on? Somebody got robbed? And they're like, no. Okay, what happened? They're like, well, this guy, like young guy, came up to the front desk early this morning. I said, hey, did anyone turn in car keys from the bar last night? I was there last night. I think I might have left them behind. And my agent says, no, nobody's turned anything in. But, you know, we can take down your info and give you a call if anybody finds anything. I'm like, okay, leaves. Hours later, he comes back and says, I think somebody broke into my room and stole my car keys and my AirPods. And they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, we can have someone do a lock interrogation and see, you know, who entered the room. He's like, yeah, okay, do that. I'll wait here. We're like, okay.
In a couple hours.
So this is all while I'm on the phone. So chief engineer goes up, does lock interrogation, brings it down. Nobody's entered that room since the guest checked in. They checked in the day before. There hasn't even been housekeeping service since then. So he goes and shows the guy, nobody's entered your room. So unless you left the door ajar.
Which it would still say.
Or unless he
had a friend.
She snuck out.
Oh.
And took payment with her.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We don't know. So she told him, he's like, look, unless you left the door ajar or something happened, nobody entered your room. And he's like, well, something's wrong with the lock. It's not locking properly. And he like goes up there, shows the chief, and he like doesn't open it 90 degrees. He opens it less and then like kind of releases it. And it doesn't lock all the way. And we're like, yeah, but you didn't shut your door. And he's like, well, isn't that you're just supposed to shut? I'm supposed to. And he's like, yeah, it's not our responsibility if you don't check your door shut.
You grew up in a barn?
Yeah. But he said it really nicely. He's like, well, you know, if you're not closing it properly, it might not lock all the way. And so they tell me all this. And I'm like, so that was his mother? And they're like, yeah, that was his mom. I'm like, but he's a grown adult. And they're like, yeah. I'm like, what the? So a short while later, I get another call. They're like, it's his mom again. And I was like, oh, let's go. Let's go. I've already checked his reservation. He's not even on that reservation. It's his boss's name on the reservation. Ooh. His so boss has his three different boss. Reservations.
So you're not even supposed to talk to her anyway.
No. So I answer and I'm like, hi, Mrs. Karen. I believe I spoke with you earlier. She's like, yes. How dare you? Oh, I'm like, nope. I'm going to stop you right there. You need to speak in a respectful tone or I'm not going to continue this conversation. And then she's like, well, my son was robbed at your hotel. I said, I'm going to stop you again. I'm not sure what your son said to you, but no such thing occurred at this hotel. But I'm also not going to discuss it with you any further because you are not a guest of this hotel and I'm not at liberty to discuss this with you. But he said I could talk. I said, absolutely not. Your son is a grown adult and I will not be continuing to have a conversation with his mother regarding a situation she is not involved in. And my boss walks in at this time, like, mouth agape, listening to me tell this mom off. And then she continues to tell me, oh, I'm going to fucking sue you. So then I hung up on her. And I was like, nope, we're not doing this anymore. And then I turn and tell my boss exactly what happened. She's like, oh, hell no. She's like, get him out. If she's going to treat everyone like that, you can kick her out. But I was like, well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to call the son and tell him I spoke to mommy and that she's not allowed to call the property anymore. She cannot threaten any of my agents. And if she does, then I will evict him. So I give him a call and I was like, hi there. You spoke with us early regarding your missing items. Yeah, have you guys found anything yet? I'm like, no, not yet. But I did want to let you know that your mother has been calling the hotel, making threats, harassing the agents, calls back every 5 minutes, has told us that she's going to sue us, among other things. But there's been a lot of threats and aggression, and we're not going to condone that. So you need to reach out to your mother and tell her to stop, or we will be asking you to leave the hotel. And he's like, well, I'm working right now. And I was like, again, this is your problem, not mine. You told your mother, and now she's threatening my team. I'm more than happy to have your stuff removed out of the room unless she stops calling. But I can't control the actions of others. And I said, sir, that's a you problem. You told your mother she's treating my staff this way. You're gone if this doesn't stop right now. And he's like, okay, I'll call her. I said, okay. And then let me know if you have any questions regarding the matter. So then, towards the end of the day, I think that's the end of it, the agent comes back. That guy's back with his boss. And at that time, we were doing PM pass on. So the GM's right there. The director of food and beverage is right there. Everyone's like, oh, go get him. And I'm like, let's go. My boss is like, kick him out. So I had her full support. So I went up to the front desk. But unfortunately and lucky, the boss was very nice. Polite, said, I know this isn't your guys' fault. I just appreciate you guys working with us, seeing what you can do. And I was like, okay, I'll be nice. So, you know, if you don't fight me, I ain't trying to fight you. So I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, no, we're doing everything we can. But unfortunately, I'm not sure how much he told you, but we did a lock interrogation. He's like, you did a lock interrogation? I said, we did. And nobody ever entered the room other than him. So unless he left the door ajar, then there's no way somebody could have gotten into that room. He's like, oh, okay. And part of the reason the boss was so concerned, you know, the car keys he lost? Those were his boss's car keys. His Mercedes. No. That was his boss's Mercedes car keys.
Why did he have his boss's car keys?
I don't know. But he told me about that. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I was like, look, we are doing everything we can. But your associate also said, you know, he wasn't sure if he'd left him in the bar last night. So we did make sure to double check the bar area. And my agents are like, and I was like, so don't worry, we're still checking everywhere. And then at the end, he was like, okay, thank you so much. Can I give you my number? And I'm like, of course. So I take his number. And he's like, can I have your card? I was like, of course. And I couldn't find it anywhere at the desk. So I go back to my office to get it. Everyone is standing there.
Yeah, they're watching.
There's a with gathering. Popcorn. Literally. And I was like, what are you all doing? They're like, did you tell him about his mom yet? And I was like, I hadn't. My boss is like, throw in something about his mom. And I was like, okay, I will. So I go get my card and I go back out there and I'm like, okay, and this is my card. Feel free to reach out to me. And then I turned to that man and I was like, and sir, I just want to let you know, thank you for talking to your mother because she has stopped calling and threatening our staff. And we really appreciate that. And he's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, she just wants to. I'm like, no.
There's no
and
but.
I said, I appreciate that because my general manager gave me very strict orders that if that continued, you would have to leave.
How does boss take that?
Oh, he didn't say anything. So you think it's done, right?
No.
It's over?
No.
Where were the car keys?
Oh, we still don't know.
Oh.
Sorry, no spoiler alert there. So you think it's all done, and then I'm driving here tonight.
What?
And my assistant front office manager calls me and says, oh my God, you're not going to believe. Update on mommy boy. And we're like, what happened with mommy boy? She's like, his uncle just called.
Uncle?
Apparently he's a GM at a Westin in LA or something like that. And he is like, how come you're threatening to evict my nephew because his stuff was robbed? And my assistant was like, whoa, back up. She's like, first of all, just want to let you know his story changes nearly every time he comes to the desk. The first time he had too many drinks and admitted he might have lost it in the bar. The second time, suddenly more items appeared, but they broke into his room. And third, you're aware that his mother has been calling threatening our team members. How would you feel if somebody was doing that to your front desk agents? And he's like, I understand. And she's like, no, because he wanted the GM's phone number. She's like, you're more than welcome to email our GM, but just so you know, the GM is fully in support of him being evicted if our team continues to get harassed because he misplaced his items. And he's like, no, I understand. And then disconnected. So all of his family members have been bugging us all day.
Supportive family.
So that was my day. Mommy boys and IT issues.
Hey.
Well, on that note, do you want to take us out?
If I remember how to do this.
It's been a month.
It almost has been. Do we have to put the training wheels back on?
Okay, team. Well, thank you so much for listening. Make sure to follow us on all of our socials. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts, anywhere on social media. Just use that search button and search Tales from the Service Industry. If you have a story or just want to say hello, you can email us at og3@tftsi.com. That is og3@tftsi.com.
Thanks for listening. Ladies, thanks for joining.
Of course. Happy to be here.
And while this is kind of an out of sequence, out of cycle, unexpected episode, we will be back in a few weeks.
Yep, a few weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
See you then,
team. Kind of an arbitrary amount, but yeah, a few weeks. Yeah.
Happy summer.
Bye, team.